The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got some stuff to talk about. We got some sports to talk about. We got some guests. We're going to just have some fun today. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li. The Bleeping Master is back. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero in the snow part of it, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. It's a Tuesday. Usually everybody's in a bad mood. I don't care. I'm in a good mood. So let's have some fun today.
All right.
What's going on, Hoffman? I see you have your Yeti hat on.
I do, yeah.
One of
my mini prizes. It's a good day, I hope.
Yeah, I hope it's going to be a good day. There's a lot.
How closely are you following what's going on in Alabama?
I'm following it very closely because, frankly,
it's a big story no matter what, right?
Yeah it is. We're going to openly elect a guy who abused 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Or
someone on the news tried to say a 14-year-old woman.
Oh, God.
It's like, dude, come on. What are you doing here?
Let me just tell you something. My daughter's 15, okay?
Yeah.
Or 16 now. But when she was 15, if some 30-year-old creep, yeah, he'd be dead.
When she's 17,
yeah,
it's legal or not, it's still pretty weird.
Yeah. I would just say this is the first time that if they actually do this, if people are stupid enough to elect this guy, I am thinking about leaving the country. Finally.
You got to give up, right?
Yeah. I mean, it just goes to show that, I mean, how can anybody even say, well, even if you're looking at your politics, that's just dumb. Saying, oh, I can't vote this guy in because he believes this. No, but he doesn't bang 14-year-olds.
Yeah, it's like Republican, Democrat, whatever.
Like, this is a human decency decision.
He's a sex offender.
Yes.
Basically.
And I'm sorry. I just
J-Rap, are we sure the allegations are true? I don't know, J-Rap. Maybe these multiple women all felt like it would be really fun to talk about the times that they were molested, and maybe the fact that they're all registered Republican women, like it might be
a hint
that, you know, if it were a bunch of Democrats, I could say, okay.
Well, maybe
there's something fishy here. Well, but these are like women who came up in the Republican Party, and they're like, guys, before we vote this guy in, you may want to know he's a molester.
I think in every one of these cases, I'm always a little bit skeptical until I hear all the details.
You.
And I've seen enough details here that. And but that's okay. They've got a Jewish lawyer, AJ.
Yeah. They said that we don't like Jews, but one of our lawyers is a Jew, and we fellowship with him.
He's a mensch.
Jeez.
But would you be surprised if he actually gets elected?
No.
That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, I won't be surprised.
I hope that there's enough people. I mean, I know it's Alabama, which, you know, let's be honest, pretty low on the list of states in this country that are worth a damn. But there's no way in hell that they can do this. If they do, I have lost all faith in humanity. And this is your chance to step up and say, you know what, we're against banging 14-year-olds.
Against it.
Or you're for it. That's pretty much what you're voting for. Well, you know, I got my little cousin over here. She's pretty cute, and I did get drunk one night. And, you know, I want that to be okay. I want that to be okay, Mr. Hoffman. So I think I should vote for this feller.
Well, I'm a senator. We'll change the age of consent back down to 15 where it belongs.
I think it should be 4. Let's not stop there, hell.
Old enough to cry, old enough to cry, if you know what I mean.
Even if you switch to 15, Whatever he did, still.
Yeah, did I say 15? I meant 12 and a half. I meant 15 months. God.
It's disgusting that we're even talking about this. Now, that would be the final straw for me.
Yeah.
There's so many things about this country that I'm getting frustrated with. And there's good things happening, but there's also just so much crap. But that, I mean, what are we telling the rest of the world? I mean, really? Do we ever think about that? What are we telling the rest of the world? It's like, well, we don't care what you think because it's okay for us to bang 14-year-olds. That's just part of America.
Yeah.
You don't like it? Stay in Europe. We don't want you here. Crazy.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I don't have high hopes. But I am interested in the story one way or the other.
409 says, Doug Jones is way worse in every way. Well, not every way in that he's not banging 14-year-olds. And he goes, Moore is a POS, yes, but he supports the five main things our country needs. So what to do? No, he supports the five main things you think the country needs. And that's fine.
What are the five main things?
I have no idea needs? Because it, obviously.
I can guess two of them.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of abortion and outlaw gay marriage. I'm guessing. Illegal immigrants. We've got to get rid of immigrants. We've got to ban Islam. What's the fifth?
I don't know. I don't know.
Tax cuts for the 1%, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, honestly, that
if he supports that, I mean, I guess we should consider him.
Yeah, sure. He can go ahead and do whatever he wants. You're
and
right,
then on the other hand, we have this child molesting thing. But those five things outweigh the one thing.
It's more important to. And honestly, this whole tax cut thing is another thing that drives me nuts because I'm benefiting from this. I mean,
must be nice.
And you know what?
I'm not.
I'm against it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with what I pay.
Well, there's
in
a
taxes.
Bunch of other crap that got snuck into a tax bill, which had no business being involved. It's welcome to the five on Fox News here today. We're talking all politics.
I'm frustrated too because the fact that I have a real problem with politics in general because it's and this goes back and I've talked about this before. I blame sports for this because you can call somebody a knucklehead for thinking that so-and-so is better than Carlos Correa at shortstop. For like when I did my top 20 list and somebody's putting, this guy's way too high or this guy's way too. That's what you're supposed to do in sports, right? It's entertainment. Movies, we should do the same thing. Oh, best movie in this. But people are getting into politics and it's like you're a complete idiot if you don't believe exactly this. Well, no, maybe you should actually look at each issue and how it impacts society. Rather than just look at Twitter and say, this is, and my God, I mean, if you really support this, you got to look at yourself. You got to take a hard look at yourself and it's not like these guys are doing anything in Washington anyway. What the hell's happening there? What have they accomplished?
Yeah.
They'll stir up the Middle East more. That happened. So, well. I don't know, man. I'm very, very. I'm embarrassed to be an American right now. Which, if this happens, and the fact that it's going to be close,
It's going to be close, and it's going to be a story one way or the other.
Yeah.
When I mean, it's just it's a crazy thing, man.
Mm.
But yeah, sorry to start the show off that way, but that's just like kind of been what I've been reading about all day and following up on. So that's been in the forefront for me.
Mm.
Jung, how was your day off? Where'd you go?
I went to go see Star Wars.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You took a day off to go watch Star Wars?
Well, you take days off to go eat barbecue.
Jung. What do you think of this, Fred? You are good with this, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I knew you would be.
Although, I was going to try to recruit Jung for Wednesday night Star Wars trivia. And he's not listening because he's in there talking to Michelle.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I love it that whenever we are trying to engage you in something, that's when somebody comes in and just interrupts the whole thing.
You wanted to recruit me to do what?
Well, there's Star Wars trivia tomorrow night at one of my favorite places.
I'm not like a.
No, you're dorky about it. You'd be good.
Not like Star Wars dorky. I know more DC Marvel stuff than Star Wars.
Well, I do too, but I just kind of thought you'd be the perfect guy to recruit. That's all.
Well, he doesn't know. How was it?
It was, it's the best. Okay, so I don't know if I'm doing this whole thing, what we do with Michael Jordan, with Empire.
Yeah, okay. Well, you, now, aren't you embargoed on this? You can't actually...
No. I can... today, the embargo is up today.
Oh, okay.
Social media embargo was up on the 9th, so I tweeted yesterday, and then we talked about it on our podcast today. But, so, I don't know. Am I putting Empire on a pedestal when I watch this movie? Some part of me says yes, because this is... The Last Jedi is the best Star Wars movie since Empire.
So, if all-time rankings, you would have it number 2?
Yes.
It would be like your LeBron James.
But it's close.
It'd be your LeBron James.
Now,
like you could make an argument, but yes. At the end of the day, you're probably still going to go with Empire.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe if I watch Empire and then this one, The Last Jedi, back to back, I could probably give you a better ranking.
Okay.
Because I just remember how good Empire was.
Well, you have to watch them more than once too. That's
yes.
The thing with
yes.
with any movie because like, when I first saw the second Guardians, I wasn't quite sure where to rank it. I thought it was pretty good, but I wanted to see it a couple more times. Now that I've watched it 3 times, like yeah, I like the first one better. But that's almost a consensus, though, from what I've seen from people
that's
who
crazy.
Have seen the movie, is they've all said the same thing. Best since Empire.
Well, I'm willing to try it. I'm almost to where I just don't care about Star Wars anymore.
Yeah, I've lost interest, and I think part of it is this: they're going to do like a trilogy spinoff on Obi-Wan. Do I really need to see that? I think I know everything I need to know about Obi-Wan.
Now, the director, Rian Johnson, directed this film. And he's not going to be back for the next film. I don't know why. J.J. Abrams is going to do the last film. But he is going to be doing the new trilogy that's completely separate from this. I guess you can call it the Skywalker storyline. Because basically 1 through 9 is a Skywalker storyline. But he's going to be doing the new one. And if he does that, the new trilogy, like he did this film, it's going to be amazing. Because he did a great job writing and directing it. They try to get a little too cute with the humor a little bit, and that's the only gripe I have about the movie.
Well, I'm a little skeptical simply because I think it's overdone, and I think they've gone too far.
Like honestly, while we were sitting here talking about Star Wars, I was like,
I'm kind of losing it.
God, I mean, I hate Star Wars now. I'm just done with it.
I'll watch the movie, but I'm probably not going to go see it in the movie theater. I'll probably just wait for it to come on demand.
Do you kids like Star Wars?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, see, that'll be the difference. My daughter will text me one day next week and say, hey, can we go see Star Wars? I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. And then I'll go.
Yeah, if you're not...
But I'm not going to be one of those guys who's going opening weekend. That never happened.
If you're not hankering for a Star Wars fix, then you don't have to go opening weekend.
Yeah, I'm not going opening weekend. I'm not doing that to myself.
All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, Christmas is right around the corner. Go with a win-win this year. Give her something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. Super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram is a great way to go. It's hard to get hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of the hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth is going to have her cozying up to you in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. If you're not into the Hoodie Footy, they've got something for everyone. Whatever your lady might be into, they've got it at Pajamagram. You want to go with something sexy? You can get a sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com, you'll save $40. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or give them a call. 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you. It's Pajamagram.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. New University of Houston Athletic Director Chris Pesman is going to join us here this hour. And then we'll have Jerome Solomon next hour. And
a lot of people, A. Smith says, I said, you took a day off to see Star Wars. John said, well, you took a day off to go eat barbecue. The difference is this. I had to take a day off to go eat that barbecue. That's the only way I could have eaten at that barbecue place. They're only open during the week. John could have waited until the weekend to watch Star Wars.
Yeah, but I got to see it for free. And it was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, that changes everything. I also know there was one day you drove to Austin to get barbecue and did not take the day off the show. Fairly recently, if I recall.
Yeah, I did it anyway.
So,
You know me.
I'm getting a ton of hatred on text line. The last thing I'm going to say about this, if you're one of those guys who believes everything that one party tells you, either party, and I'm same way about the Democrats, then you and I are never going to have a political discussion.
You know, whatever you say is not going to matter to these texters because now you're a flaming liberal.
Yeah. I know, that's the worst part.
Which pisses me off because...
Yeah,
Fred and I
during the break were just talking about like where Bernie Sanders lost us, and it's like, no one cares.
The reality is, no, I could go show you my voting record over the years, and which has been pretty much 80% to 85% Republican, but that's okay. I'm a flaming liberal. And the reality is, no, I look at every issue separately, and I damn sure don't want anything to do with parties because I think they're both full of crap.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, so yeah, if that's... If you believe, and there's certain things that I've changed my opinion on over the years, and both ways, but
like you used to be okay with a molestation.
I've always been against that. Oh. I continue to be against that.
That's good.
But the reality is, yeah, I mean,
that's a good stance to have these days.
Believe what you want to believe. I just think if you're actually putting politics over child molester. You and I don't have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I'm pretty in the middle on a lot of political stuff. I'm pretty social on most or on most social issues. I'm pretty liberal, but most issues to do with finance, I'm pretty conservative. I believe in keeping your guns and all these things, yeah. But I believe in more serious background checks. I believe in I feel like it has to, for people now, it has to be one or the other. There's no gray area anymore, which is so weird.
And like, okay, I'm for the death penalty.
Right.
What does that make me?
Well, that makes you you can't be pro-life. It's funny how pro-life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because like, they're the same issue, right?
Yeah, pro-life. It means like you don't, you're against abortion, but you can pro-life doesn't matter once you're alive. Like those guys, you know, death row is okay because they, you know, that's not when you get your life.
I don't even know what I don't identify with any of these guys, nor will I ever,
nor should you.
I mean, I would say probably closest to libertarian if you're going to ask me to say how I affiliate with a party, but I don't believe in half their crap either. So I wish people would quit soundbiting. I wish people would, I don't want to get on this for too long, but like I keep seeing all these stuff where anybody you disagree with, you're calling fake news. You know what fake news really is? It's that stuff you see on Facebook, like Tom Brady killed in car accident that people
click
on.
That's fake news for sure.
That's fake news.
And like,
not just somebody you disagree with.
When someone sets up a bogus Schefter account and everybody retweets it.
Fake news.
That's fake news for sure.
But, yeah, just because you're a news organization that we disagree with, that doesn't make you fake news. So, all right.
What time are the results coming in on that?
It's supposed to be 7 Eastern, but we're not going to know. Heck says, all of your opinions are yours to say, but the only thing I disagree with you on is that you said you'd be embarrassed to be an American. I'd never be okay with that. Well, you know what? I'm embarrassed by the... I am embarrassed if this happens.
Well, the embarrassing thing is that if that happens, then Alabama is in the same country as we are. Like that's what would be embarrassing about it.
Yeah.
I tweeted out today that Alabama has a chance to move up to the top spot in my worst states ranking. And Oklahoma has long held the title in worst state rankings. Long held it. But it's up for grabs today. But Alabama's already top 5. The fact that they've considered this, they're top 5 for sure.
Oh yeah, they're.
But I mean, this would be.
So what's your bottom 5? Because OU's number 1.
Oklahoma's number 1. God, Arkansas is up there. It's pretty bad. Kansas isn't great for me, and I'm probably going Florida, and then Alabama is 4 or 5.
I'm not big on Iowa either.
Iowa's not great.
No,
they're in the they're in the mix.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And, but just know none of your texts are getting read. I'm just responding to you in general. So, how about that game last night? Boy, I didn't see that coming.
You didn't see that coming? You didn't see Jay Cutler completely outplaying Tom Brady and just clowning on everybody? I totally saw. No, I didn't. I didn't see that coming at all. That was, man, we talk about how, you know, Jay Cutler can be really, really good at times and then sometimes just not show up. Well, last night was one of those times he was really, really good. And Brady, I don't want to say was really, really bad, but he wasn't very sharp.
No.
And yeah, the Patriots just couldn't get out of their own way last night. It was an interesting thing to watch. And we've just seen that team just railroad teams. I mean, they're crushing people. And last night, they just didn't
look like the same
team. They didn't look motivated. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's a look ahead to the Steelers game, which, you know, if I had really thought about it, I probably should have bet the Dolphins last night just because it's a look ahead to the Steelers game, which is their biggest game of the year.
Yeah,
it's a double-digit division dog. Like, I just couldn't do it.
In retrospect, everything kind of pointed to that. And I just thought, you know, you look at the last four games where the Patriots had just been destroying teams, and I thought they'd figured it out. But, you know, that also included Gronk, and that's a pretty big impact that was missing. So, yeah, in retrospect, that's one of those that should have gone the other way. I didn't, though. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, SportsGeek89, do a little more research, brother, before you tweet us that. So, we look at the playoff picture now in the AFC. Gotten a lot more interesting. Steelers right now 11-2, Patriots 10-3. Jaguars are still in the mix at 9-4 now for a first round bye.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is going to happen.
I don't think so either.
But they're sitting 3-seed right now. And if, you know, the whole thing's going to change here in the next couple weeks. But right now the Chiefs would still be the West leaders. The Titans would be your number one wild card. The Bills would be the sixth wild card at 7-6. Ravens and Chargers still, I think those two teams somehow get, Ravens get the Browns this week, so they're winning. And I think the Chargers, I still think Chargers are going to wind up winning the West.
I do too.
They're really playing their best football right now. And I'm very intrigued by how that's going to play out. Because we've been just saying Patriots, Steelers. If the Steelers beat the Patriots, you know, it gets real. I don't think the Jaguars are going to win out, though. I just don't see that.
That would be tough.
You see, they're 11-point favorites over your beloved Texans.
Yeah, but the Jaguars, they continue to impress me and surprise me. So maybe saying that they can't do it is unwise. Yeah. I mean, they're going to beat the Texans, and then they've got 49ers and Titans left, right?
Yeah.
I think they're better than the Titans. So them winning out, honestly, wouldn't surprise me.
They're going to choke one game because Bortles is going to choke one game.
Maybe so.
They're just not good enough to sit there and say they're better than these teams, so they'll win. Yeah. And that's the problem with these guys. They're good. They're great on defense. They can run the ball. Their offensive line's good. But you're going to get in a game where you get behind. Something goofy happens. Kick return, interception return.
Well, you know a kick return is not going to happen against the Texans.
Well, with the Texans.
It's going to take another team.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the Texans. But I do think that whether it's the Titans or they'll get behind. Bortles will have to throw the ball. He'll start throwing picks.
Lamont says, no comment on ideological radio. What do you mean, no comment on it?
You just commented.
I mean, that was sort of ideological radio. I didn't know that was against the rules. Hmm. I mean, but if being against sex offenders is ideological radio, sign me up. I'm against it.
Yeah, I'm done with it. I've said what I have to say, so.
Joe, how much did this movie make? It's made 200.
No. He was asking about what are the odds? Basically, what are the odds? It beats Force Awakens. Force Awakens, the one that came out before, uh-huh, made $529 million globally opening weekend, and it made about 200 domestically. So I said about 10%. The odds of it surpassing it is 10%. Because
why?
Just
if it's
because
so good, why wouldn't it pass it?
Well, it's one of those things where...
Or is it because that was the first Star Wars movie in a long time?
In 10 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be hard.
Yeah, you might be right.
You know what's crazy, though? Force Awakens, that movie, made $200 million opening weekend U.S. Justice League just crossed $200 million. And I think it's the fourth weekend now.
It just crossed how much?
$200 million U.S.
Oh, man. They got to be disappointed in that.
They're going to eke out a very slim profit.
They'll make money because they did, like, I'm sure they've got, like, you can get stuff at McDonald's and crap like that. But
box office wise.
Yeah, yes. Box office wise, that's disappointing for sure.
All right.
We got the athletic director coming up on the other side. I'm excited to talk to him and see what he's got in store for the University of Houston. I think he's got some work ahead of him, but I think that it's.
We'll ask him about that.
Yeah, I think it's something that can be done for sure. All right, I got to tell you guys about Texas Star Grills. And if you haven't been by, it's a good time to go out there and do it. I don't know what you're waiting for, honestly. They are having their holiday sale right now. And that means all the great grills they've got are all on sale. And you're going to want to grill this holiday season. You're going to want to smoke a prime rib or a turkey or something, a brisket. I don't know what you like to do for the holidays, but you're going to want to do something, a smoked ham. How good would that be? But if you're not sure what kind of grill you need, the Texas Star Grill Shop guys will go through some of the options, and they'll help you find the right grill for you. They've got the largest selection of wood pellet grills like Traeger, Memphis, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits. Pellet smoking is the fastest growing category in the grill business. They've got all the great quick and easy gas grills like Weber, Sabre, DCS, Napoleon. They've got charcoal grills like Kamado Joe, Primo, and the Weber Charcoal Center. And if you want to build an outdoor kitchen, they've got a ton of outdoor kitchen components, and they can even help you design and build your very own outdoor kitchen from the ground up. The store at 8905 Louetta, one of the largest displays of grills in the state. They've got all the spices, the grill accessories, everything, and all prices are below retail. Free delivery and assembly on all grill purchases. It's the holiday sale. Stop by these exciting grills. Stop by to see these exciting grills at Texas Star Grill Shop. 8905 Louetta or 2405 Southwest Freeway, corner of Shepherd and 59 in Houston. It's TexasGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz and very excited about our next guest. And when his predecessor left, almost everybody that I talked to over there said the same thing. Chris Pesman. That's the guy.
That's the guy?
That's the guy to go get. And lo and behold, he was introduced officially today as the new vice president of intercollegiate athletics at the University of Houston. Chris, appreciate you taking some time with us. I know it's a busy day, and I know you're making the rounds, but we appreciate you coming on, sir.
Thank you for having me, friend AJ. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
So tell us a little bit about what this means to you, coming home. I mean, you were a freshman a year after I graduated there, and you're as UH as they come. What does this mean to you to be able to come back and take over this program, especially in where it's positioned now?
Yeah, you know, I keep saying this, and it's true. I keep finding myself at a loss for words because it just means more. It's your alma mater. It's my school. It's my city. You know, I left for a few years to be able to go get more seasons, so hopefully I would be able to come back and be in this position. And when you're presented with this opportunity, you get into it and you realize that it's coming to fruition, and the magnitude of it, it hits you and it means so much. I met my wife on campus there. You know, every aspect of my life in some way or fashion has been associated with the University of Houston, and I'm very honored to be back.
Well, and this has been a stepping stone job for a lot of guys, and it was for the two prior guys who were here. It's been for football coaches. Is this your destination job for you?
Has been and always will be. You know, it was hard being gone and living in California for 4 years. And let me rephrase that. It was an incredible opportunity for us. But we missed Houston desperately while we were gone. I stayed very attuned to what was happening with the institution, with the growth of the programs and the institution and the success of the athletic programs. So, yeah, I don't plan on being anywhere else. I just hope they keep me.
So what's it like having – one of the things I was most excited about was Tillman Fertitta getting as involved with the university as he has. What's it been like dealing with him, and how do you see that relationship going forward?
It's you know, one of the most beneficial things for me stepping into this role is the alignment that exists within the university between the Board of Regents with Chairman Fertitta, with Chancellor Couture, the administration on campus, the support for the athletic department across campus. Not every institution has that support, and that's one of the things that has allowed the university to grow so quickly, and we look forward to that support as we continue to press and move forward.
So what are the first challenges here? Obviously, you've got a lot of new facilities coming with the basketball arena and all the football stuff that's being built. What are your first challenges here when you step into the job?
Sure. You know, I'm lucky that a lot of things are already in place with the construction of the facilities. We've got great coaches in place. I'm not having to walk in the door and make a decision or assessment of a coach and get a hire done. So in a lot of ways, it allowed me to step back and do understand who's who and what's what and what's needed where. We do have construction of the basketball facility that's scheduled to open in November that we need to make sure we hit that target date. Opening stadiums or arenas like that are that's a very stressful endeavor. The other part is, you know, supporting our coaches, making sure we're winning, making sure we're winning in the classroom, in the community, and on the field and courts. The other part is getting, you know, trying to figure out and maximize our revenue streams. You know, we're not in a P5 yet as far as it relates to the revenue streams that are associated with those. So we have to be very creative and proactive with the way we go about finding other ways to enhance our revenue model.
So in your mind, obviously expansion's been a big thing around here for a couple of years. Is it better to build up the AAC and make that a Power Six, or is this you're going to continue to look for places to expand to if the opportunity arises?
You know, I don't see expansion happening in the immediate or near future. It's a few years away as you look at the way the TV contracts are breaking out. We're a proud member of the American Conference, and we are going to do everything we can to promote and grow that league. You know, if anybody's watched any of those games, you can see how competitive they are. You can see what, you know, Houston did 2 years ago, you know, against Oklahoma and Louisville. So, you know, from a competition standpoint, I feel very good about it. Basketball is outstanding. We just need to continue to promote it as best we can. And, you know, there'll be a reshuffling that'll come in the future. And it's important that we position ourselves as best as possible so we can take advantage of it.
Our guest is Chris Pesman, the new athletic director at the University of Houston. You can follow him on Twitter at @CPesman, which I will do as soon as this interview is over. And Chris, I got to tell you, man, everybody that I have talked to has just raves about you and said you're the perfect guy for the job. It's got to feel pretty good that you've got that kind of support. Obviously, you've got to, you know, everybody loves you the first day, but that's got to feel pretty good to have that kind of support around here.
Yeah, you know, I had to write a lot of checks to get people on board. But it's, you know, it's humbling. It really is. You know, you come up at a place. It's funny. I had a chance to go talk to the football team this morning. They were at practice, and literally 29 years ago, almost to the day, I was one of those kids getting ready to go play in the Aloha Bowl. And, you know, so many touch points, so many people that I've been exposed to along the way. And you hope that you leave good impressions, and I'm really fortunate. I really am. I've been surrounded by great people, and I just try to reflect their greatness and hopefully and do a good job along the way, and somebody can speak kindly of you later when you have this chance.
Well, I wish you the best of luck over there, and appreciate you taking some time with us. Congratulations on the job. Glad you're here, and good luck.
Thank you, Fred and AJ. I appreciate you guys having me on. I look forward to speaking to you guys more in the future. I'm really excited to be back in the Houston community. And go Cougs.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm excited about that basketball team they got going over there.
Yeah, they're really good. I got a chance to catch the Arkansas game. They're they're rolling, and they got LSU tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to watching them play and get after it.
I'm with you.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the time, man, and hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon.
Look forward to it, gentlemen. Take care.
All right. Yeah, Rob Gray, who should have been on that list.
Yes.
Yeah, I see your argument on him.
Okay.
So.
You asked Glenn Davis his input. You didn't ask mine.
I thought about him, but I didn't want to be a total UH homer because I had Ed Oliver so high.
Yeah.
But
Rob Gray didn't have to be that high, but he should have been.
No, I might have put him on in retrospect over Yuli. But, you know, Astros fans say, you know, they think they should have all 10 of the top 10. So,
okay. Of course. Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Ronan says, two things I've always heard analysts say is if you plan on being a legit contender in the playoffs, you have to have a stout defense and a run game. Jags have both. I'm not sure the Steelers or Patriots have a defense to help them win a game when it's on the line.
Everybody says that, but at the end of the day, the teams that win have good quarterbacks, and the Jags don't.
They have, or a quarterback who plays at a high level during the playoffs, as Joe Flacco did for his one stretch of greatness. And if he can do that, yeah, I think they have a legitimate chance, but I haven't seen anything in...
Joe Flacco, while is he an elite quarterback? I would say the answer is no. But Joe Flacco has never been, I don't think Joe Flacco's ever been like a bad quarterback. Like, people were ready to write off Blake Bortles and they wanted to draft someone new. I mean,
there's some very interesting stats on where he ranked since he signed his contract. Guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick have been better than him.
That's fair. Up until the time that he won the Super Bowl, though, no one thought he was a bad quarterback.
No, they thought he was, you know, good with potential to be great.
Yeah.
He never quite gotten to great. He was great in those playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
He was magnificent. Now, if Bortles has that in him, yeah, I think the Jags have a legitimate chance, but I don't think he does. I've never seen anything in him that makes me think he can put together three games where he plays at an elite level.
I have a hard time seeing that,
where he throws 11 touchdowns and zero interceptions. Four games, really.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, four or three minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Quick break. It's Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. John Granato, Charlie Palillo, Barry Warner, A.J. Hoffman, who has his college basketball up, me. Did I write anything today? I don't think I put anything up today, but we did have a story from Culture Map Austin on how Bevo fans are a little bent out of shape that Baker Mayfield disrespected him.
Okay.
He did the horns down.
Yeah, you got to get over that horns down thing.
Yeah. Well, Mac Brown said it was disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is, but get over it.
No, it's not. I hate to break it to you, Longhorn fan, but if you're going to do something like that and somebody wants to do a version of it that's anti, then stop doing the horns.
Yeah. Could always do that.
You stole it from rock and roll anyway. Don't give me that. Hook him. Did you see a couple people asking about Keuchel signing with Boris? It means he's probably going to free agency at the end of his contract next year, which it doesn't preclude them from re-signing him. I think they've had a pretty good relationship with him in the past and with some of his clients, but I think they're also preparing for life without him. They're, you know, they're going to be in the Jake Arrieta, Yu Darvish sweepstakes. If Chris Archer becomes available in trade, that's a guy they'll look at. So, but they're, you know, they got him for 2018. I think they might be looking beyond that. What do you think of the Stanton going to the Yankees?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that yesterday.
Because I think there's some interesting dynamics to this as in terms of how free agency plays out over the next couple of years.
Oh, well, I hadn't given much thought to it from that in. But I will say, while obviously it's a good move for the Yankees, they gave up a couple prospects that weren't their top guys and Starlin Castro, who their best prospect is supposed to be a second baseman anyway, so they're going to bring him up and replace him with him. The only thing I said that it was a negative for the Yankees is my assumption was that they were going to move Gary Sanchez to DH because he's a horrible catcher and try to upgrade defensively at that position. But now you can't do that.
No.
Because otherwise you're going to have a – I mean, you can't give up the defense that Brett Gardner or Aaron Hicks gets or gives and put out Giancarlo Stanton. So he's got to be the DH. Is my, or like more often than not, he'll be the DH. And I just feel like that's going to be a – I mean, at long term, I don't know what the effect is for the Yankees. But I think it makes that lineup probably the best in baseball.
It makes them very scary going in next year. And I think they've got – but the one thing is – yeah, everybody talks about, well, when Bryce Harper's a free agent, the Yankees are going to throw a bunch of money at him. When Carlos Correa is a free agent, the Yankees are going to throw a bunch of money at him. I don't know that this puts them in position to go after many more guys like that right now. Because you are going to have to pay Aaron Judge in a couple of years.
Yep.
And I think it makes it interesting because everybody assumed Harper was going to the Yankees.
Yeah, I think that's off the table now.
I don't see how they could afford...
Or Machado. Which that was a thrown about too. I think this is
so. It makes it pretty interesting to see who steps in on those guys now. The Red Sox probably will be one of them.
Red Sox will be in the mix on those. I mean, maybe this gives the Nationals a chance to keep Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
you know. So it definitely changes some things up because everyone knew the Yankees. Or unless the other option is. The Yankees go back to being the Yankees of the early 2000s and just buy everyone.
Yeah, and have a $1 million or $1 billion payroll.
Right, and then they just don't care about the payroll anymore. They seemingly have gotten away from that.
Yeah.
And they've at least tried to keep it under some sort of control. But if they want to get more than what they've got, it would take that. Just going ape.
337, are you excited about the Rockets? I don't want it to be the Blitz featuring the Rocket Show, but Houston has the best team in all of basketball at this point. No one is talking about them.
Because it's football season, buddy.
Yeah. Is it just not popular to talk about them? Is it James Harden fatigue, mistrust after he gave up on them in the last game of the playoffs last year? What is it? It's a combination of things. It's still football season, and as bad as the Texans are, people still care more about football. And, you know, they're playing great basketball right now, but the reality is most people, general public's not going to start paying attention until after Christmas. Usually Christmas is kind of the unofficial start of the NBA season. So the same thing is you know, baseball is kind of the same way. I mean, it was more interesting this year, obviously. But for the most part, you know, you start having a ton of baseball talk, people go away. So,
yeah.
But no, they're right. I mean, 10 in a row. Love how they're playing. I think there's a chance for them to get better and better as they get more from it. Chris Paul has just stepped right in, though.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. I thought there'd be more of an adjustment period. No. No. And they haven't lost with him in the lineup, right?
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's – and I love what they're getting off the bench. I think they're getting some defense there. And Harden's playing out of his freaking mind, which he has for the last three of the last 4 years. But I think he's – especially the way he's shooting the basketball right now. So, yeah, I mean, they're playing as well as anybody, but season's too damn long. It's like baseball. Season's too damn long.
It becomes sort of a grind.
Yeah, you can't sit there and break down every single game because, frankly, not everybody cares about every single game.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna
there are hosts in this town who will talk about every single game and break it down, and that's
fine.
In detail.
And, yeah, and that's great. You should listen to them if that's what you're –
but I like last night, I was like moderately interested in the Rockets. Moderately. Check it out between plays on Monday Night Football. But I just, there's so many games. There's so many games. And if there's other games. I want to watch the other teams in the league too. There's only so many hours in the day. I just, I agree. The Rockets are very good. I've seen them play a lot. And they are legit, but I just feel like for the radio purposes, there's no point in getting too crazy about it until football ends.
I kind of feel like I don't think it's Harden fatigue, but I'm going to be skeptical until I get to the playoffs.
Yeah,
Chris Paul hasn't had a lot of success in the playoffs either.
No,
so all right. I know it's a Tuesday. We shouldn't try, but we're going to try a phone call.
Okay.
We're going to try Billy. We're going to see how this goes. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, what's up, guys? I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Blake Bortles and you guys saying the Pittsburgh Steelers don't really have the defense. But they've been battle-tested time again, proven that they play their best ball when they need to play their best ball.
First, let me interrupt you for a second. Let me interrupt you for a second. We didn't say they didn't have a good defense. The texter did. Don't put words in our mouth.
All right, yeah. But that's what I'm saying is, like, none of that Jacksonville team has seen the playoffs in God knows how many years. I think they're going to make it to the playoffs, and if they end up in a first-round bye, they're going to fold like a lawn chair in the divisional round.
Yeah, again,
it depends on who they play.
Yeah, it depends on who they play. But at this point, my guess would be, well, you know what? If they can hold on and somehow they're the one seed all the way through.
Yeah, that's not, I don't think that's happening.
I don't think so either. I tend to think that the Warriors are going to be the number one seed. And
Warriors.
I was thinking about basketball again. I don't know. But as far as the Steelers, I think they'll get past the divisional round. But I think. Are they going to beat the Patriots is what it always boils down to.
No, he's talking about the Jaguars.
Though. Oh, I thought he was talking about the Steelers
He thinks the Jaguars are – he's obviously a Steeler fan, but he thinks the Jaguars are going out in the first round. And in reality –
they might.
Well
– but they are good defensively. That's undeniable.
I think it depends on who they wind up – assuming they finish in the three spot, you're either getting the Chiefs or Chargers, and I like either one of those teams against the Jags.
The Chiefs against the Jags?
Depending. If the Chiefs win the division, then they've got their act together and are playing better football.
Not me, I don't think.
But.
Yeah, I think.
And the Chargers should have beat them there a month ago.
I think my power rankings, AFC power rankings, go New England, San Diego, Pittsburgh. Then I think it's Jacksonville.
Yeah, well, the Chargers still have to get in. That's the thing. But right now, if you know, we did the NFC earlier, but it'd be Steelers 1, Patriots 2, Jags 3, Chiefs 4. Okay, we did this earlier, but the point is, I think the Jags are going to wind up in the 3 spot.
Then they'll probably play the Ravens.
Well, they'll probably get the Chiefs or Chargers. Right? No, they'd get the 6 team. So, yeah, they'd probably get the Ravens. I don't know that I like them against the Ravens.
I don't know that I do either. But the Ravens are such a up and down. They're a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing. Good Raven?
The good Ravens are better than the Jags.
Well, good Raven versus good Jag, I'll take good Raven.
I'm with you.
But the
Ravens have much more of a margin for error in their polling. Like when you think about what the Ravens are, it could be so different week to week.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Tell me about your boner, Fred.
My boner's fine, but if yours isn't...
Thick?
You don't need to know the details
of that. Just
strong
is what you're saying.
Yeah, veiny?
Really? What the hell's wrong with you guys? I'm starting to worry about... You know what? I'm going to start putting cameras up here.
That was an inappropriate question, John.
Both of you. Both of you were inappropriate.
No way! Girth is a reasonable question.
No, it's not. It's not. My girth is none of your damn business.
I'm just talking about how these pills work.
Well, yeah, they work great, but I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I think, took it too far.
Honestly,
you did. You crossed the line.
Honestly, I'm starting to worry about you guys and sexual harassment around this office, both of you. And I'm embarrassed to say that.
Oh, sorry.
But guys... Fortunately, I have no problem with mine. But if you do have problems, it doesn't hurt to go to your doctor and ask about it. And I know that's not an easy thing to do, but sometimes you need to go to your doctor and say, hey, you know, listen, I'm having a little trouble here. Can you help me out? And ask them about sildenafil, because it's the same active ingredient as Viagra in Summerwood Pharmacy, which is right here in Houston, has it for a fraction of the cost. A couple dollars a pill versus $60. So why would you do all that for the same thing when you've got a better solution for your performance needs at a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill? And it's a prescription mailed to an address you choose for free, discreetly. So, listen, if you've already got a prescription, then go to your doctor and say, hey, I want to switch over to Summerwood Pharmacy, 281-225-4300. If you're thinking, hey, man, I need some help here, and this sounds like a good deal to me, maybe need to go to my doctor, go to myedrx.com, watch the video, and they'll tell you everything you need to know. Check it out, Summerwood Pharmacy, 281-225-4300, 281-225-4300, or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. RX.com. Time to get back in the game.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.